for no tax.
Well, it's still all about the wiener, isn't it? We have big news on that front, in case you've been living under a rock. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're not going to start there, though. We're actually going to start in Washington, but with something completely different as we get ready for another weekend, and the squabbles continue over the budget. Please, oh God, please, someone get us into the black. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi slammed Republicans, the budget proposal anyway, saying that the burden is on seniors and you're ripping up the Medicare system. What's wrong with you people? Take a listen.
It is day 163 days since the Republicans have taken over the majority of the House of Representatives, almost 6 months, and still no jobs bill on the floor. Instead, the Republicans have put forth a budget that ends Medicare while giving making seniors pay more to get less while giving tax subsidies to big oil. They are harming seniors by changing Medicaid while they give tax breaks to businesses that send jobs overseas. They are reducing our investment in education and making it more for our children and making it more expensive for nearly 10 million young people to go to college, making it prohibitively expensive for them while they give tax cuts to the wealthiest people in our country.
Yeah, you heard her mention there about jobs overseas. It's interesting because the Chinese president is meeting in Moscow with the Russians, and they're talking about a deeper cooperation between the two. In fact, internationally, what they're able to do together and promote healthy and stable growth. I don't know, something about the meeting of China and Russia doesn't really sit well with me, especially when Congressman Mark Kritz is saying, look, let's call a spade a spade. Chinese currency manipulation is killing American jobs. It is killing us.
I'm from southwestern Pennsylvania. All I hear is concerns about the economy, concerns about what we're doing to create jobs, and the manipulation of the Chinese currency cost this country, and the estimates range, as the leader said, around 1 million jobs every year in this country. Now, when we're talking about a high unemployment rate, that's real numbers, and that's real jobs in my district where we lost steel, we lost garments because of foreign competition. So here we are 4 months later. The estimates are that Chinese currency is undervalued by about 24%. And this costs us 1 million jobs. It reduces our GDP by estimates by about 1.5%. So here we are standing, waiting for the Republican leadership to move on what Americans want us to talk about. It's about jobs and the economy. So this morning I dropped the discharge petition to the Rules Committee so that we can get Congressman Levin's bill to the floor, which both Democrats and Republicans support. We just need to get their leadership to move it.
All right, get that bill to the floor, because we can't afford a crippling dollar the way it is now. And the currency manipulation, he's right, it is killing us, absolutely killing us. We can play nice, but we can't play nice in that current state, in that sandbox. It does not work if you follow the money. Speaking of following the money, I don't know that it was all about the money, really, for Anthony Weiner when he jumped into politics, because he has been the seven-term congressman from Brooklyn. He had his eyes set on becoming the mayor of New York in 2005. That didn't happen. A lot of people thought he would run this next time around. Instead, he's resigning his position from Congress. Here he is.
I hope to be able to continue the work that the citizens of my district elected me to do, to fight for the middle class and those struggling to make it. Unfortunately, the distraction that I have created has made that impossible. So today I'm announcing my resignation from Congress. I want to thank, of course, the many people who have helped me, the people who have volunteered, the people who have given me advice, the many of my constituents who have offered me good ideas. And, of course, I want to express my gratitude to my family.
All right, the other shoe that dropped out of that is that he's going to come back and do something. He's just not saying what. He gave his statement and got in and got out of there as fast as he could because he knew, who knows what other bombshells would have come out with this story. Maybe the porn star was enough. She lawyered up, as she had Gloria Allred there. She was her attorney. And during her news conference, she talks about a phone conversation that took place between the two of them early in August when she was questioned about what was going on, that she should keep quiet. She should just not say anything. And she wasn't going to do that. So Ginger Lee, her name is, decided to spill her guts. And you would think that as soon as that happened, he would have been hop on the trigger and resigned a lot faster. And the answer is he has resigned, but boy, they really dug in there and tried to hang on to that office. Once the porn star came out, that was it. She's right now working as a featured dancer, and she's studying to be a real estate agent. What a deadly combination that could be. But it was deadly for Wiener because he, through these emails and communicating, that's what led him to her doorstep. And it's not her fault, but ultimately that was the undoing of this congressman who could have been mayor in New York. His stupidity is really what outdid him. I mean, that's what it was. He thought he was going to be able to get away with it. And unfortunately, he was caught and then some. So if you're going to make any Wiener jokes, now's the time to do it because it'll be passé in the next couple of weeks. Who knows what bubbles up next. It's been an interesting 6 months, my friends, into the new year to see the level of stupidity that some people actually stoop to in trying to cover up their tracks. And he was one of them. I mean, he flat out lied. You knew something was up by what he said in the early questions, trying to, I'm not sure if it's my package, all that kind of stuff. He left just enough doubt that somebody was going to come out of the woodwork and really nail him, and that's exactly what happened. So he was toast. I mean, there's no comeback for that. And this is the end of Wienergate. The end. Boy, he looked almost defiant when he was going through that news conference and just announced, boom, that's it, I'm done. And I think part of it is because there was somebody else that had some goods on him and they were going to spill it. I'm convinced. Coming up around the bend, we've got cheap movie reviews. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 16th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1530.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1569.58, $784.79 for a half ounce, or $392.39 for a quarter ounce. That's $1569.58, $784.79, and $392.39.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Serving 2 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, until a fractal on a breaking wall.
It's movie time, admit it. The weekend, the only time you really can get out and go to the movies, because you're working so much, you get home, you collapse in the big chair, and you cannot get out of that chair. For the life of you, you just can't do the honey-do list. So now you got to escape to the movies so you don't have to do all those things on the list. Who wants to mow the lawn? Wouldn't you rather go see The Green Lantern? This movie stars Ryan Reynolds. There's another movie coming out this weekend that stars Jim Carrey. I'm sure it's going to be set up as the battle between Reynolds and Carrey, comedy and superhero. So first we roll out a little snippet of The Green Lantern.
Life has gone out in the universe. Worlds annihilated. Lanterns, we face an unprecedented danger. An enemy powerful enough to destroy entire civilizations. To fight this enemy, the ring chose a human. But I don't need to tell you your duty.
To a lantern that I got from a dying purple alien.
So, this is the chosen human.
The ring mind turns thought into reality, its limits are only what you can imagine.
The soul of human.
Remember, your enemy is not going to play fair.
Is that what I think it is?
An alien life form, Doctor. The first that mankind has ever encountered.
Son, we're going to get you well again.
I've never felt better in my life.
They said they wouldn't have chosen me. You didn't see something I don't see yet.
I see it. You have the ability to overcome fear.
Stay here.
No problem.
If you die, innocent lives will be lost. Your world will be annihilated.
Help me save my planet.
Fight it. Fight it with me.
Bright as day. Light as night. No evil shall escape my sight. But those who worship evil's might, beware my power. Green Lantern.
All right, interesting cast, names you would recognize besides Ryan Reynolds. Blake Lively's in this movie, Angela Bassett, Tim Robbins, and the Green Lantern is a comic I used to read. It's action, adventure, sci-fi, fantasy, that kind of thing. Don't know how well it'll do. Definitely I would put it on a rental list. I don't know if it's worth ponying up the money for the big screen. It's kind of gotten mixed reviews. Jim Carrey, if you're a fan of Jim Carrey's, he's got another movie that's coming out, and it's this weekend, and it's called Mr. Popper's Penguins.
I'm a dreamweaver, Pippi. Make them believe in the dream, they'll buy anything.
You really topped yourself, Papa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's ready for a big weekend at Dad's?
I don't want to go.
It's going to be fun.
Oh. When did I ever disappoint anybody?
Father's birthday?
Thomas, your father left you something.
So where was he?
Antarctica.
I'll call you back.
Yeah, Pippi, I'm not coming into work today. I have a pest problem.
For an aardvark, press 1.
You need marine and waterfowl.
Try NYC sanitation.
I'll get too cozy in there, Penguin.
As soon as I get home, you go back where you came from. Hello? I have to send the penguins back.
Send a penguin?
Yes, send penguins. I don't like you. I don't need you. I don't want you in my life!
Hey, Mr. P, I
got your penguin for you.
That's not my penguin.
Oh, really?
Well, that could be anybody.
Oh, hey!
Not quite ready yet.
Penguin, yes!
Not fair. Mr. Popper, give me the birds. You can't actually take the penguins right now.
My kid's crazy about them.
Did you pass the salt?
Okay.
Responsible for this.
I thought you were going to stay in the car.
Stay in formation.
Hey, break formation!
Why are you hitting yourself? Huh? Why are you hitting yourself? That's not attractive for a zoo official.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's not right!
Pull yourself together. Your house is full of penguins.
Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Hey, kids.
Check this out.
And
shuffle ball
step, shuffle ball lunge. Step ball change, step ball change, step ball change. Word.
Oh.
All right, Jim Carrey, you can tell it's going to be funny. And talking about the penguins and what do you do, and they're overtaking his life, obviously. The plot, you could hear a lot of that in that trailer. I like Jim Carrey, and this would be probably a good one to take kids to. He has some pretty funny moments in it from what I can tell. Here is our last cheap movie review. It's got an interesting title, The Art of Getting By.
of your work, George?
No.
Why not?
Everything seemed meaningless, including the assignment, unfortunately.
I have no idea what I'm doing here.
This stuff is fantastic.
They're just doodles.
Oh, George, this is who you are. When you fall
out of the nest, George, what are you doing?
I'm drawing.
Your future depends on the next few months. This counts as your official warning.
Academic probation?
George, you're going to have to start digging around in there. Figure out what you want to say.
I don't have anything to say.
Find something!
So, why don't you ever do your work?
I'm the Teflon slacker.
They're really weird. You should hang out.
Rule number one about cutting school. Cutting school is fun.
That's a rule?
Rule number two, cut rarely to preserve the specialness. Rule number three,
you're a dork.
Wrong. Noodles.
Noodles?
What's with the overcoat?
We're indoors now.
I like layers.
Come on! Do you want me to introduce you to any girls?
What?
I have a lot of funny friends here you might like.
No, I'm cool.
You guys are together, right?
No.
You like her? I'll leave that alone.
She hasn't shown any interest.
Why have you?
I don't think you should be messing around with him. I've seen the way he looks at you. Mom, we're just friends.
You just go throw her up against the wall, start kissing her. You gotta do something or you might lose her.
I need to tell you something.
I need to talk to you too.
He told me he was gonna leave it alone.
You told him we weren't together.
What should I have said?
What did you want to say?
Look in the mirror and find something you've never had the courage to say before. Find what you care about, what you believe.
All right, this one could be a teen movie. It's an hour and 24 minutes, a lot of drama, romance. You can hear it there. Emma Roberts, the niece of Julia Roberts, is one of the stars of it. Freddie Highmore is the other kid in this. Rita Wilson, some familiar names. Blair Underwood also in it. It's about a teen who gets to a senior year, but he never really worked. That's a lucky kid, right? Especially now when you think of all the tests, that's what it's about, taking the tests. But regardless, this is a movie. It's PG-13, and it is probably a preteen, teenage movie, most likely, because it's all about the high school experience. That's it for the cheap movie review. My prediction is the Jim Carrey movie will be tops at the box office, although there are a lot of people that will be curious about the Green Lantern. I don't think it's going to sag too far behind. I think it's right behind Jim Carrey's flick. Good luck if you go to the movies. Make sure you bring your own popcorn. It's cheaper.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed, while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. I have read the most fascinating book. I mean, the most fascinating book, Robopocalypse. Remember that name. It's on bookshelves everywhere. And I don't want to give away the whole tale because we are very excited to have the author of this book on the show. But I will tell you this. I know a lot of people, when they do talk shows, you don't have time. You can't really go through all the books. I had a copy of the book. And I read it cover to cover. It was so riveting that I found myself wanting to get to the finish. I wanted to get all the way through it. And just a tremendous, tremendous read. And I don't lightly endorse books. And no one's paying me to endorse it. But I just want to tell all of you that I really liked it. Daniel H. Wilson, he's the guy who wrote this tome. And Daniel, you just heard what I said. I enjoyed this to death. I love it. Talking about technology, the whole idea of robots, basically, and humans and the struggle. And the hint is, you know, apocalypse. First of all, so let's rewind this. Tell me how you came up with this. Give the audience a little thumbnail background, because you have a little bit of a background in this.
Yeah.
What drove you to write this?
Well, let me say I'm already having a great time in this interview. Thank you very much, Kate.
You're welcome.
Well, so, you know, my background is in robotics. I started out studying computer science. I started out trying to write science fiction as a kid, and, you know, I didn't cut it right away. So I did the next best thing and got a degree in computer science. And then while I was studying that, I figured out that you could program a machine not to just solve a problem, but to learn how to solve a problem. And I really got into artificial intelligence. And so then I went to graduate school, and I didn't quit until I had finished a graduate degree in robotics. And then was when I started writing books about robots. So I've been thinking about technology and robotics for longer than I care to admit.
There you go. So always in the back of your mind. And people, a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people are confused by technology. Robotics confuse them. But robotics really, essentially, in just the basic element of it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, this is the wave of the future, right? A lot of things are already happening in this direction.
Yeah, robotics is really exists at an intersection of a lot of other fields. I mean, robots are really solution to problems, you know? So you have medical robotics. There's obviously space robotics where we're shooting probes out into the solar system and landing them on Mars. There are consumer robots that come into your house and vacuum and things like that. There's, of course, industrial robots that are building our cars and our products. And then there's a whole other class of just artificial intelligence, which are not, it's not really embodied. You know, you can't see it, but these are basically little thinking machines that are solving problems. Like, you know, when you push your brakes, you're not, these days with a new car, you're not physically braking your car. You're actually telling a little machine to engage the analog brake system, and it's deciding based on, you know, lots of sensor readings about what's going on with the car and with the surface of the road. It's deciding exactly how to optimally brake your car. And so these little things are sort of popping up in between us and the world and making little decisions for us, and, you know, we're not really that aware of it.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, I'm sure you're aware of this. I don't know how long ago it was, maybe 6 months ago or so, maybe a little bit longer. Do you remember on Jeopardy, they had the computer program to play the two smartest guys who had ever played the game? And that was so fascinating to me. And I'm assuming some of that is that artificial intelligence that we're talking about, right?
Well, that's absolutely a shining example of very advanced artificial intelligence. And in fact, I think by definition, the hardest problem that there is to solve in artificial intelligence is called the natural language problem, and it's creating a machine that can just have a conversation with a human being, and it's a really difficult problem, and I think Watson took it the furthest in terms of a solution to that problem by being able to interpret those very tricky questions and come up with the right answer. You know, typically, human language is so unconstrained. You know, we can say anything. That what scientists like to do is they like to bolt down the problem and narrow down the problem so that they can have, less of a search space to find the answer. So, you know, competing on a game show is a very small slice of what it takes to just have a conversation with a human being. Obviously, there's lots of rules on the game show and ways to answer your questions, but it's a huge step forward, I think, towards solving the natural language problem.
Yeah, with all this background that you had, the degrees and the experience, and now you use it to become an author, did you ever think that you would end up here in this situation that you're in right now?
Well, you know, I've written 6 books that nobody knows about. and I just, you know, this book is my first work of adult fiction. You know, it's my first big boy book that that is hardcover, and, you know, it's doing great. So, you know, I started to doubt whether I would ever be right here. But I'm very happy to be here after all this time.
Yeah, no kidding. It's funny that you say that. I had a meeting today with an author in the horror genre, and he's got a book that's taken off, and Penguin is doing the book and whatever. But he said the same exact thing that you said, that he has all these books that he did before, and that he said the verbatim, this is his first adult book. And he said did you learn mistakes along the way as you were writing? Because now you've had some practice, and then, boom, you put it into this, and it's a huge success.
Well, yeah, all my other books were nonfiction, and so I was really learning how to convey my ideas, but you never know if your style, with fiction, it's a lot about style, you know, it's about how you write and the immediacy of it, and are people going to think that, you know, it's like a kindergartner who wrote it, or are they going to, you know, really get swept up in it? And so that's a little bit, you know, you don't really know what's going to happen with that, and so you kind of just have to throw it out there and hope that people like your style, because you can't really change your style, you know, but you write the way you write, and that's pretty much it. So I was very happy that people are enjoying not only what happens in the book, but also the way it's written.
How did you come up with that plot? How long did it take you to write this book and come up with that plot?
The plot was really the hardest part, you know. I mean, I had all these scenarios in my head about what I wanted to do. I mean, I'm from Oklahoma. I knew I wanted cowboys out there, and I wanted them on robots. I knew what kind of robots I wanted and the scenarios. I had certain scenes in my head But I really needed to find a good way to be able to visit all these scenes that I wanted to put in there. And so, you know, the way the book works is it really jumps between a lot of different characters over a big course of time. And so, you know, the other thing I wanted to do was I wanted to start out before all the stuff happened. You know, I wanted to see this world that's going to get torn down. And, you know, you got to build up a tower out of blocks before you knock it down to get any satisfaction. So I really spent, you know, a good portion of the book setting everything up before everything, all the bad stuff starts happening. So, you know, I guess those are my main motivations with the structure of the book.
And you know, and for people who don't know, we don't want to give away everything because, of course, we're giving away some books. We know people want to go out and buy the book, so we don't want to give the whole thing away. But let's just say the robots attack the humans, and boy, you have some really frightening scenes in there with a lot of scary stuff right from the get-go.
Well, you know, so the robot uprising is a pretty common theme. You know, whenever there's robots, it seems like they always try to kill everybody. And I know that. And that's my first book was called How to Survive a Robot Uprising. And I wrote it because I wanted to get back at all of the all of the people that had written books where and made movies where the robots were the bad guy, because I was surrounded by roboticists every day. And we're all trying to build robots to help people. And then they all get a bad rap, you know, in the press. So, you know, I'm familiar with all of the basic robot uprising scenarios, and I wanted to take advantage of the fact that everybody else is pretty familiar with them too, so that the reader could really hit the ground running whenever they pick up the book. But then that's when once I got you reading the book, that's whenever I really try to take it to an original place and really draw on my background and give the reader kind of a unique experience, so it's not just a rehash of all the robot uprisings that you've already seen before and read about before and that I've already seen before.
Yeah, no kidding. We're speaking with Daniel H. Wilson. Robopocalypse is the name of the book that he's written. We're talking about that, of course. Daniel, and this has been optioned for a movie, am I right?
Yeah, so it just was really incredible. I wrote 100 pages of this book, and I took that sample and gave it to my agent, and she sent it to some publishing houses, and then somebody, I don't know who, but I love them. I need to send them some champagne or something, because they leaked those pages and they made their way to DreamWorks, and then DreamWorks optioned the rights to the book, you know, a day before it even sold. And it was just incredible. It happened in one day. And then around 6 months later, Steven Spielberg announced that he's, you know, attached to direct this thing, which is just, I kind of felt like maybe I was just dreaming that, but apparently it's true. Yeah, it was just kind of an incredible series of events there.
No kidding. And do you know anything? I mean, because, of course, all this is happening, like you said, what a dream. DreamWorks. But having him direct that, just thinking of that and thinking of the movies, can you imagine? Have you even dreamed up in your mind who might play some of the parts?
No, I never do that. I'm not very good at memorizing who the actors are.
I love that.
But I really am not. I don't know why. People ask me to cast things that I've written and say, well, who do you see? And I'm just like, the guy I wrote.
Can
we get him?
Exactly. When you option that, because I know it goes both ways, does he just take it, your material, and he's allowed to have a little bit of license with it, or how does that work?
You know, the way it works is Hollywood buys the rights to your book, and then that's it. They can do whatever they want. So, you know, the fact that they've even, you know, they've kept up with me and kept me apprised of what's going on, and I've been able to go out and visit with the filmmakers, and I've even been able to have a little bit of input on some of the robot designs, and that is all just by the grace of DreamWorks that happens. And so, you know, I'm really appreciative any time that I get a call from the screenwriter or the production designer. But it really is to their credit. I mean, they're drawing on me as a roboticist, not creatively. They've already got all my creative input, you know, in the book, and they'll do what they want with that. But they'll send me, you know, pictures of robots and say, you know.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I guarantee, I don't care what you're doing for a living right now, listening to me across America, you've all had to sell yourself in some way. And I don't understand why people are so terrified sometimes of selling. When it comes to handing out their resumes, when it comes to talking about their experience, a lot of times people even blow job interviews because they just can't do it. Some people are lousy at selling their spouses, and that's a big mistake, guys. You got to learn the art of doing that as well. So I thought it'd be fun to have Michael McIntyre join us on the show because he's written a book about the authentic salesman and the secrets about becoming that person or learning how you can sell yourself better no matter what it is, whether it's for a job thing, like I said, whether it's a marital deal, also getting a raise. I know that I had trouble in this area, and when I did it, when I finally got over the hump, I got the raise immediately. So I didn't know what I was so afraid of, but there is an art to it. Michael, thanks for popping on ATN.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me, Kate. Absolutely. You know, we're all in sales. Truly, we are. It's always funny when I'm speaking to an audience of sometimes bankers or engineers, and they kind of look down their nose at the sales profession. But truly, nothing happens in this country unless until a sale is made. And nothing, even a raise or even getting hired or buying an automobile or building a building or creating a medical miracle like the Jarvik 7. So, nothing happens until a sale was made. Yeah. One of my blogs, I wrote on there, on the website that in the beginning a sale was made and it was good. And it is good. And the sales profession is taking some hits in the past, and sometimes rightly so. But it's true. But you've got to sell yourself. Nobody else is going to sell you the way you can sell you. And a lot of people do get hung up on going in for a raise or for an interview or even asking for a discount. And what I like to say to people is, listen, you've already got no going in. So don't worry about it. The only thing you could do is improve where you're at now. You talked about getting over the hump to get a raise, and it is. Sometimes people put themselves under a tremendous amount of pressure unneedingly and worry about the outcome. And so they'll sit there and make up things. They'll project their own feelings on what the outcome might be. So it is important to sell yourself. And a lot of people feel they seem to be hung up a little bit on, mm-hmm. you know, bragging or being boastful mm-hmm. And trying to be, they think they need to be humble. And there is a time to be humble. There absolutely is. But there's also a time to speak up and say, hey, here's where I'm sitting at. Here's what I've done for you. And here's what I intend to do. Yeah. It's very important to sell yourself. And some people are better at it than others. But you know what? Practice makes perfect, and that's what I talk about in my book a lot, that you can sell anything to anybody at any time if you work at it. And I come from the school that I don't believe that you're just, you know, either you have a sales talent or not. I believe we all can be taught that talent and learn how to communicate.
Yep, I agree with you. Did you grow up through the sales ranks? Do you remember the first sale you ever made?
Indeed, I do. I was about 11 years old, and I think I was selling light bulbs at Holy Rosary Catholic Church in Flint, Michigan. And absolutely, it was humble beginnings, but I liked it. And it was one of those things going door to door. And I remember, in fact, I won a sales contest and for the number one light bulb salesman for some charity and at the church. And I remember hearing my voice over the PA system announcing that I won a $50 U.S. savings bond. And they could have given me, 100 pounds of gold, and it wouldn't have meant as much as hearing my name over the loudspeaker. It was addictive, and I knew that that's where my destiny needed to be in sales.
Oh, how funny is that? It's interesting that you went to Holy Rosary. I went to Holy Rosary as well, only it was in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Oh, my gosh,
and
wow.
And that was my first sale, too. How ironic. We
awesome.
Had to sell, you know, Christmas things. You had to sell Christmas wrapping paper for charity.
Exactly.
And I can remember sort of struggling to do that, but then I was pretty good at it. You know, I'd smile and I'd knock on the neighbor's door, and I guess they couldn't refuse me, and I ended up being one of the top people, too. And I was around the same age as you were. So I guess there's something about – and maybe there's something to this, too. Maybe it's kind of a thing that you have to teach your kids. If you teach them when they're younger, I don't know. Do you think, Michael, if you teach them little tips, little things about, okay, you know, here's what you do when you're trying to sell Girl Scout cookies. Here's what you do when you're trying to help poor people. And you see it. Sometimes some kids will come up with tremendous ideas and make tons of money for some charity or something that touched their heart, like the victims of the tornado in Joplin, Missouri. There was a kid who started a lemonade stand and made hundreds of dollars that ultimately went to Joplin. So
absolutely.
maybe you should learn it when you're younger.
Absolutely. Well, there's fundamentals that we all can learn, you know, basic things. And you know, I kind of quip a lot. A lot of times people say, well, you know, I said, first of all, if you're going to get into sales and make it a living, and if you don't have a personality, you need to rent one because you've got to have that. But inside, if that's not going to be your profession and you struggle, there's some basic things you do that I talk about in my book. And one of the things is look people in the eye. And we've always taught our children. I've got three daughters, and we constantly always say, when you talk to people, look them in the eye. And it's real important. Just a simple connection of looking people in the eye and makes a big difference in your communication skills. The other thing is active listening. When somebody says something to you, repeat it back. So, and it might go something like this. What I hear you saying, Joe, is, and then repeat it back to them. And people really like it that you're listening to them, looking at them, and that you're establishing a communication. And it's the fundamentals. And yes, absolutely you should teach that as a young person. And it helps in all aspects of life. Going in to talk to your boss for an interview or for a raise, you know, a lot of people get hung up on that. They say, oh, gosh, I can't ask my boss for a raise. What if he says no? Well, you've already got no going in, like I said. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's no way you're going to hurt yourself. And you can also send out some, like I like to call, test balloons. And the most important thing in going in to sell yourself is your intentions. So you might, you know, talk to your boss or send an email and say, I'd like to set up a meeting with you to talk about my performance and my intentions on my compensation package. And just be straight up. And you'll be surprised how refreshing that is instead of walking in there him-hawing about how good you've done. The other thing I try to talk to people about in specifically looking for a job or trying to get a raise is make yourself invaluable. Focus outward constantly on your employer. Wake up every day thinking, how can I make this company a better place to work? How can I increase our productivity? How can I increase the service that we provide our clients? How can I help out my coworkers? Focus out. A lot of times people constantly look around and they say, well, gosh, that person might be making more money than me, or I deserve a raise over that person. And that's the death spiral. And people get caught up in that and start comparing themselves, and it really doesn't help anything. If you constantly focus out on how you're going to be a better employee, a better and an invaluable asset to that company, you'll get noticed, and you'll get noticed quickly as well.
And you started off, I wanted to talk a little bit about your background. A lot of people can relate to this. You started off right from the ground, you know, from the ground up. You worked your way from the ground up, right? You started in insurance. You were in insurance.
I did, indeed. That's exactly right. I joined the United States Air Force right out of high school, and I knew I needed to get a college education, so I joined the Air Force. I spent 4 years in the Strategic Air Command, which was really great, and I went to college full-time while I was there. As soon as I was discharged from the Air Force out of Arkansas, I moved to Dallas, Texas, and my first real job in sales was in the insurance business, and the insurance business was great. It started a 27-year career for me, and I had a very large insurance agency, very successful, and it was great. I trained over 20,000 insurance agents, and we wrote over $3 billion worth of annuities.
Yeah, and that's where you have to have word of mouth. Also, you have to develop those relationships so you learn that, and you're constantly selling. You never stop, even though you have repeat business, you never stop selling, right?
That's exactly right. You know, always, you're always out there in communication. And, you know, what I talk about in the book is to be authentic. People crave, Kate, for authenticity. I mean, we look at our politicians. I mean, look at the media. Look at what's going on out there. People want authenticity. And you know what? And when you tell people the truth and you have integrity, and no matter if it's something, you know, there's no perfect product for anybody. And if you're always being authentic and vulnerable about what the good points and the bad points about the service or the product, because there are some.
Right.
You'll be surprised at how well people will follow you and want to be part of that organization and or buy your product.